Every January and July, community action agencies and homeless shelters do a physical count, which is used by the state and federal government to determine need-based funding and grants. The latest report from 2013 lists 6,076 people as homeless. That's only up 76 people compared to last year, and nearly identical to the totals from 2011. Chris Leshock is the client services director for the emergency shelter of the Fox Valley in Appleton. He says while the statewide numbers seem to have stabilized, an extra 1,000 people have gone homeless since 2009, and any increase is bad news.
Fortunately, we haven't seen a drastic jump in the numbers, but the fact that it does slowly continue to climb certainly should raise some concern in the number of people that are experiencing homelessness.
But at the same time, the number of unsheltered homeless people counted has gone down. In January 2011, there were 700 people found living in cars, doorways, or under bridges, but this year there were fewer than 400. Leshock says part of that is likely due to a major winter storm during the count, but he says a number of new seasonal warming shelters are helping.
We've been fortunate to be able to get a large chunk of that population off the streets and into some form of a shelter and at least protect them from the elements during those times.
Leshock says a major concern for homeless advocates are sequestration cuts. They've been spared so far because this year's funding was already allocated. The next homeless point-in-time count will be July 31st. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.